only a step so near. Only a step and yet sometimes so far from where we need to be. A step may be a very short distance, and yet it may be the very distance between right and wrong, between safety and danger, between salvation and being lost. Only a step. This morning I want us to think for a few minutes about that theme of only a step, and particularly think about our own personal relationships with God, with Christ, and whether or not we are really in the right relationship with Christ or whether we might be just a step away. Sometimes it is possible for us to become so involved in the day-to-day activities of the work of the church that we overlook our own personal lives and whether or not we're right with God. You know, when we get to the day of judgment, even if we have had a good mission program and a good benevolent work and a fine youth group, and all of these things going on in the congregation, if I'm not right with God myself, then I have a problem. And perhaps sometimes we allow ourselves to become so involved in the activities of the work of the church and Christianity that we don't stop and think about our own personal situations and conditions, and whether or not we're ready and whether or not we're right in the sight of God. As I reflect on this idea of only a step, I remember two incidents in life that made an impression on me. One of them was a time when if I had taken one more step, my foot would have been exactly on top of a rattlesnake. Only a step away. And that step was very important on that occasion. I remember another time when if I had taken one more step and looked in the right place, I would have found the prize egg at the hunt. When it was found, I had been just a step away. But you know, the child that found that egg did not share it with me since I'd been just a step away from it. I didn't get anything because I was a step away. So near and yet so far. How many times has this happened where we've been so near to something that was important and yet far enough away that it did not happen, that it did not materialize and nothing came from it, although we were just a step away? By turning to the Word of God this morning, let's look at some ideas that are built on this. 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter and verse 3, at a time when Saul was trying to put David to death and David had a good relationship with Jonathan, he talks about what he wanted Jonathan to know, and in the latter part of that third verse of 1 Samuel 20, David makes this statement, "There is but a step between me and death." There is but a step, only a step, between me and death. I thought of that verse when I heard of Sister Kate Gwynn's death this past week that came about somewhat suddenly. One step, just a step, between me and death. I thought about it when I picked up the newspaper late Friday night when we got home and read the article about the three brothers that were on their way to a family meal and had had an automobile accident and one of them was killed. And then the next morning when I picked up the Saturday paper and saw that a second one of them had died. They were only a step, in a sense, from where they were going, and yet only a step from death all that time that they were on their way. And as I sat and watched last night a description on the news of that pileup, I believe it was in California, some western state, 30 or 40 cars, several 18-wheelers, several people killed, many injured, and thought about the pileup at least where many more were killed up in East Tennessee not long ago in the fog between Chattanooga and Cleveland, and reflected on Saturday night as a week ago when I drove from Nashville to the time I got off the interstate in traffic that was almost bumper to bumper in both lanes of the interstate as far as I could see in front of me and as far as I could see in my rearview mirror. What would have happened if one truck had made a mistake somewhere up in front? All of us have had incidents happen in our own lives with our own loved ones and our own friends where we've had this emphasized to us again and again that we honestly live just one step from death. Only a step. And since that is the case and life is so uncertain, there's only one way to be sure that we're ready for that time. And since there are circumstances that are not under our control and things could happen anywhere at any time to any of us, it is so important that we stop and think about whether or not we are Christians and have the right relationship with Christ. Only a step between life and death. And then in a second way, the Bible points out that there is only a step between the Christian life and eternal life. That's why it's so important to be a Christian when death comes. Paul described in Philippians 1 his feelings relative to this life and the life beyond. He said he was in a strait between the two, that he would really like to go on and be with Christ. Notice that statement, to go on and be with Christ. You get almost an immediate idea there. To go on from this life, Paul was living as a Christian. He said he was ready to be offered in that last book of 2 Timothy. And so he says, really from my standpoint, I'd like to leave this Christian life and go into that eternal life. Now, I realize that there is the state of the Hadean world between death and the judgment. We know very little about it. But as far as the reality of matters concerned and all that matters is concerned, the next important step after this life is the eternity. Appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, Hebrews 9:27, at which time there is the beginning of the eternity, Matthew 25:46. Paul also said there in 2 Corinthians 5 that if this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And he said we are groaning in the sense that we want to go on and be there, looking forward to the beauty of heaven. And even in that state in the Hadean world, the Christian is described as being at rest, Revelation 14:13. And you read that story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, you find it saying that Lazarus died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I don't know a lot to explain about Abraham's bosom, but I do believe it means there and represents one who's died in the Lord. Notice it looks like it's an immediate situation. Here's a man who was following God. That's the idea of Lazarus. He dies and immediately he's in God's keeping in Abraham's bosom, at peace and at rest. There's just a step between the Christian life and eternal life. And the sad thing about it is there's that same type of step between the non-Christian life and torment for an eternity. We live in this life with the uncertain aspect of it such that literally within a moment's time we can take that step, only a step between me and death, and only a step between me, if I'm a Christian, and that eternal life with God. One of those statements is a bit scary, and the other is a great deal of promise, gives a great deal of promise. Only a step. But then in addition to this, there is the indication in God's Word that there are many people who are lost that are only a step away from being saved. And if there is just a step between the Christian life and eternal life, we need to especially be concerned about that step that's between being lost and being saved in Jesus Christ. And sometimes there is but a step. This is indicated particularly in Mark 12:34, where Jesus said about a certain individual, he is not far from the kingdom of God. Not far would indicate only a step. And then where Paul said in that famous sermon on Mars Hill in Acts 17:27 that God is not far from every one of us. Notice, God is not far from, only a step from many of us. Let your mind move around for just a moment in the pages of the New Testament and think about those who at one time or another were only a step away. Consider Matthew 19 and the rich young ruler. Here's a young man who was a good young man, a moral young man, a successful young man. Many other good qualities might be mentioned. And yet he was a step away from the right relationship with Christ. And the Bible says he went away sorrowful. There may be young people in this audience this morning who are but a step away from being in Christ and yet are just as lost as they can be. If one has stepped out of the safety of childhood and has not stepped into the salvation of the relationship of Christ in the church, there is one condition only in between, and that's a condition of being lost. I honestly believe that there are some young people, some in their later teenage years, who sit in this auditorium week in and week out, who know the truth, have been taught the truth, have been brought up in homes where the truth has been taught. You know that you need to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, and yet don't do it. Only a step away, but a step away. What would happen if you had been one of those teenagers in that car? If you're not in the safety of childhood or the salvation of Christ, there is but one place to be. And young people, listen to me. When you get to the day of judgment, it won't be good enough to say, God, I was almost there. I almost took that step to become a Christian. That won't be good enough. Only a step is too far away. And sometimes it's not just those with the younger generation, but those who have grown older in years, good people, good moral people, who are only a step. This may have been the kind of man that Jesus was describing in Mark 12. We don't know a lot about him. But he may have been a good moral person. And Jesus said, you're just not far away. You're almost there. But we don't know whether or not he ever went the rest of the distance. Look at the eunuch in Acts 8. Cornelius in Acts 10. Lydia in Acts 16. Here seem to be examples of good moral people. Look at the life of Cornelius, for example, a life that, as far as his daily living's concerned, would be a pattern to be used for Christians. And yet God said, send for Peter. There's something you need to do. Peter came, Cornelius said, tell us what God wants us to do. Even Cornelius realized there was something else, only a step. And the latter part of Acts 10 indicates that Cornelius took that step. In Acts 16, look at Lydia. Lydia must have been a fine lady, successful lady, and yet everything indicates that she was a fine person, morally speaking, even religious in the sense of being there by that shore, on that shore that day to worship with perhaps some other ladies. But she was a step away. She had to be taught. She had to do something else. She had to obey the gospel to be a Christian, only a step. Oh, when I think back over the years of the people that I've known who were good moral people, one in particular, a man who died in his 80s, and I was called back for his funeral. I'd seen him sit in auditorium, I'd hear sermon after sermon after sermon. As far as I know, there was not a thing against his character. Never obeyed the gospel. I thought many times as I stood before the audience during an invitation song and looked at him, I thought he was going to take that step. Just one step would have started him in the right direction, but he never took it. Only a step away, but he died in a lost condition. Think about the people today who are good religious people, but not in the New Testament church, not in the right relationship with Christ. Those 3,000 on Pentecost were good Jewish people, but they had to take the step to get into Christ. Paul was a person who was so dedicated to his religion that he persecuted the church. And yet he was a step away. Look at the 12 men in Acts 19 who'd been baptized of John's baptism after it was no longer in effect. Well, they were just a step away, but they had to take that step of being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in order to be in Christ and in his body. Look at Apollos, who was teaching religious error. He was only a step away, a great man, evidently a great preacher. But Aquila and Priscilla had to take him aside and describe to him the ways of the Lord more perfectly so that he would know what to teach and how to teach it. All of these were just a step away, but a step away. And then consider those who would remind us of erring Christians. Simon the sorcerer took a step in the wrong direction in Acts 8, and Peter had to help him turn around and come back. We find the Ephesians in Revelation chapter 2 as being described as those who'd left their first love and needed to come all the way back. Pergamos, good in many ways, but had some problems and needed to repent. Laodicea, not bad, just lukewarm, but admonished to be zealous and to repent. These evidently were just a step away. And then there's Demas, who was described at one point as just being a step away and yet at another time seemingly farther and farther, to the point that Paul said, he's forsaken me. And on the other hand, the prodigal son in Luke 15, who was just a step away when he came to himself. And when he took that step and came home, you remember his father said he was lost and now he's found. He was dead and now he's alive. He was just a step away. But he was a step away and he had to take that step. Only a step. Think about how many people this could fit. A young person who knows the need of being a Christian and hasn't taken that step, only a step. A good moral person who is already trying to do what's right but is not in Christ in the church, is not a New Testament Christian, only a step. A person who is an erring Christian in the sense of just having wandered back a short piece from where he ought to be, only a step away, but a step away. And one step is too far when we're talking about being right with God. There's only a step between me and death. There's only a step between the Christian life and eternal life. And there's only a step perhaps between many of us this morning, or some of us this morning, and being where we're ready to take that step if death comes, and ready to take that step at the judgment into eternal life, and ready to live and enjoy each day that God gives us on this earth. But folks, it's not possible. It's not possible to really be ready to die or to live if we're a step away, even just one step, a step away from being right with God and right with Christ. There are some people who are a step away and seemingly never change, just sit in that position. Good people. Many good things could be said about them. And seemingly they're just at that point of taking that step to become a New Testament Christian. They're a step away and standing still. There are others who may be a step away and going further, and that can happen if we're not careful. We can go another step and another step and get farther and farther away from obeying God. What's needed is to be a step away and coming closer. A step away and ready to take that step. I believe there's some of you this morning who need to take that step to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. And perhaps some who need to take that step to come back home and develop the right relationship again with Christ and the church. And folks, surely, surely, if Jesus Christ could take that step all the way to Calvary, you and I can take that last step of obedience and be not just almost, but altogether persuaded. Only a step. So close. Only a step. So far away. If there is a step between you and Christ, take it, as together we stand and sing. Oh.